Right. Don't worry. You are too far away. That's better. What experiment? What? Wait, what? Who's your test subject? What? Okay, I'm really confused. That might be Oh, shut up, I'm not cute. So, I'm your test subject about what? Whoever with the what? Wait in a minute, my mind will wake up in a minute. I'm your test subject. Okay. What do you mean you've been conducting experiments on me? What? Are you serious? You are serious. Such a serious face. Very cute, by the way. Shut up. I told you, I'm gonna start calling you cute. You don't like it, but you do like it. I mean, you try to deny it, but I mean, I can tell. So now, you're cute, and you're pretty, and apparently experimenting on me. Okay, what are these experiments? If they involve coffee, or Oreos, or Marmite, we're gonna have problems. What? Oh, that's bollocks. That's absolute bollocks. That is bollocks. That is bollocks. Bollocks. That's bollocks. That's just no. I do not reach out for you. I'm fine. I just, you know. Shut up. Shut. Ham. Well, look, one time. Okay, yes, I just reached out for you. I mean, fine. I will admit that I did, but that's just one. Wow. For a month. You've been doing this for a month. A month? Really? You needed empirical evidence. You know, your scientific method is kind of sexy. I am so weird. I am really weird. So weird. But apparently you like that. So. So, what you're trying to tell me is that you've been inching away from me while I'm asleep, and then I reach out. Shut up. I do not do a frowny face. I probably do a frowny face. Oh, bollocks. Shut up. Shut up. You're so annoying. I can't. Fine. I may reach out for you, but that's only because I'm trying to think what to say next. You're warm? I mean, yes, I'm warm. Yes, I know I'm your bed furnace. You're cuddly? You have the best pillow. I'm in love with you. Maybe a bit like. Fine, I'm in love with you. You know. Okay, I'll bite. How do you know? I do not talk in my sleep. I do not talk in my sleep. I do not talk in my sleep. I talk in my sleep. Oh, shit. I mean, did it just happen? Maybe last night. Oh, 3 months ago. Yeah, that's about the time I realized it as well. I haven't been saying it every night. Love poetry. Oh, bollocks, you're kidding. You're not, fuck. Oh, shit. You know, I should have known it was going to happen because I have a habit of talking and shit. I mean, I love you? Well, it's not a question. I love you. I just wish that I had I had a plan, sort of. I thought it'd be nice to be elaborate, do some grand romantic gesture. I know, but I was thinking of releasing 100 pigeons. And then I started thinking about them dive bombing us because we had biscuits. Well, we would have biscuits because biscuits are awesome. And then I thought we should get some Canadian geese because, nothing. Okay. But gotta stay with me on this. You have to hear me out. So pigeons are have you ever been to Trafalgar Square? Well, pigeons are really, they're insidious. They're determined. I mean, they're evil. They are so evil. And they've got wings, so they can get you anywhere. And they've mastered public transport. They go on buses, they go on train. Why are you laughing? Look, no, just bear with me. This is logic. So pigeons are awesome, but also really fucking scary. So if we were being attacked by pigeons, because we would be, because we have biscuits and pigeons like biscuits, because everyone likes biscuits. Well, we would need some kind of defense. And there's only one other creature which is as terrifying as a pigeon. Did you just say me before a cup of tea? There are only two creatures which are more terrifying than a pigeon. Me before tea. Shut up. And Canadian geese. Have you never been to a canal? Canadian geese. They are. I mean, first of all, you think, oh, they're Canadian, so they're all polite. But they're not. They're evil. They are. They're just. I've been chased by so many. What? Well, yeah. Chased, as in it's happened more than once because. Well, I don't know. Because they're evil. Look, just stay with me. Stay with me. So, to fight off the pigeon onslaught, we're gonna have Canadian geese and, yeah, that's about. Shut up. Well, I've got a lot of bird trauma in my life, okay? Bird trauma, you know, like being chased by geese and dive bombed by pigeons and being bitten by swans. Well, one. Actually, sod the geese. Swans are so much. They are just. But I was thinking, when we get nothing. Nothing. Oh, no. Nope. Not saying anything. Nope. What do you mean you're going to wait for me to fall asleep? Oh my god, that's so annoying. Have I been spilling all my secrets? Oh. Ugh. Fine. I will say it. You will make no comment. We will move on. No, not a word. Okay, you can pull a face. Okay, one facial expression, and then we move on. And we never talk about it again. We can have swans at the wedding. our wedding. Shut up. That's it. No. Mm-mm. So, why are we awake? We should be asleep. And you should be here. You've been like fucking you've been running experiments on me. I'm not cute. It's not cute. How is it not cute? It's not cute that I make a frowny face and then try and find you while I'm still asleep. Okay, that sounds kind of adorable, but not really, because I am far from adorable. I am the complete opposite of adorable. I am scary. Ish. Oh, fuck, I'm damn right adorable. Damn it. And you are too far away. Still, come here. Come here. That's better. You won't tell anyone, will you? You won't tell... Not about my bear trauma. I mean, you won't tell anyone that I'm adorable. Because I have a reputation to keep. A reputation of... No, not cuteness. Of terrifying... Evil-ish stuff. I mean, I've got a responsibility of maintaining my evilness. Just like, grr, I am scary. I am not adorable. Fuck off. Shut up. I don't want people to think I'm adorable. Well, obviously, I want you to think I'm adorable, but no, I didn't say that. Shut up. I just... No one takes me seriously. Oh, wait. I'm not pouting. When you're nice and friendly and sweet and adorable, people don't take you seriously. So sometimes you have to be scary. I'm scary. You want me to be scary? Okay, I can be scary. One moment. See? My scary face. My really scary. I look mildly constipated. Shut up, I am scary. I am downright terrified. You. Ooh. I'm not pouting. I am scary. I'm terrifying. I'm not cute. I'm not pouting. Yes, I am pouting. I'm scary. I practiced that look in the mirror and it is not constipated. It's quietly terrifying whilst being still approachable. That does sound kind of strange. I'm just going to stop talking. I'm just going to go to sleep and stop talking. I hate you. I hate that I sleep talk. Fuck. I love you. I love you even though I'm adorable. I know. I think my mighty still hard sleep. That's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. Just stop with the experiments, okay? No, oh, no, I don't, oh, yes, I mind. Well, no, ha, bum. I don't mind you experimenting on me. Let me just say no, don't. I just don't like it when you're not close. I like cuddling up to you. You're very cuddly. And I know that sounds adorable.
No, I don't care. I like you close. You're lovely and warm and sweet. So no more rolling away or inching away or sneaking away. I just want you here. And tomorrow, we'll go down to the canal. Why? Well, there are geese there, and you need some bird trauma. You do. You do. Look, it's my bird trauma that makes me so adorable. And you need a bit more adorableness. Adorability. You need to be more adorable, so you need bird trauma. What? Don't I think you're adorable? You're very pretty. Well, it's meant to be a fake yawn. I mean, real yawn. Just, you're adorable. You're so adorable. You're, and I am not lying, and I don't know why I'm talking like that. You are adorable. Just, you need to be more adorable. And I figure being chased by a swan. No, we're not getting married tomorrow. I mean, no, we're not. We are not tomorrow. I mean, I'm asleep. I'm talking in my sleep and not making any sense. I'm sleep talking. And sweet yawning. Oh, bollocks. I just can't help it. I am adorable. But seriously, you need some bird trauma. And I've also planned a picnic. So you didn't know that, did you? Well, I say planned. I just planned it. So you don't know all my secrets. You just know the important ones. Like I love you. And that I'm ridiculously adorable. And that I love cuddling up to you. I like having you close. And well, that's enough secrets for now. Need to get some sleep. We need to be well rested. Because those fucking pigeons and fucking swans and fucking geese. Jesus, Jesus. Tomorrow's a big day. Oh, no, you'll see. You're going to be the one carrying the biscuits. Oh, they're going to be going for you like no one's business. Don't worry, I'll take pictures. I love you. I love you. My sworn army will make you marry me. Sorry. I love you. No, yeah. That's better.